Good morning. This shiur is going to be aired on the 43rd day of the Omer, and we're learning Chayodim Hilchos Brachos, Klal Hey, and we're looking at Ois Tezai. Tzarech Lahotzi HaBracha MiPivu LaHashmia LaOznav. So when a person says a bracha, a person actually has to move his mouth and say the words, physically say the words, and it has to be loud enough that a person can actually hear what he's saying. He himself should be able to hear what he is saying. Ubidiyavid, I feel like Hishmiya Rak Shahitsumi Piyib is Yatsub. But Bidiyabit, if a person did actually say the words, and he was speaking, but he was speaking so softly that he could not hear himself. But he was speaking. It was more than just movement of the lips. The person was actually speaking and expressing breath, but it was not loud enough that he could hear himself. He'd still be Yotze. However, but the Chayadim goes to the next step where he did not actually say the words at all. He just thought the words. Or he moved his lips without any act of moving air out of his mouth, and that's not considered speech. So he just moved his mouth around without, that's equivalent of hearer. And the Chayadim is not sure if a person would be Yotze, but possibly be Yavin, a person would be Yotze with that. There is an opinion in the Gemara of hearer Kedibur, and the Gemara has a long discussion whether hearer is Kedibur or Lav Kedibur. Most Paiskin Paskin hearer is Lav Kedibur. And therefore the Mishmura Paskins, that even be Yavin, a person would not be Yotze with hearer alone. The Chayadim, however, presents it as a question. So Halacha L'maisa, a person would not be Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Halacha that by benching, a person definitely has to go back and make another bracha. And by other brachas, which are only Drabbanan, and since there is an opinion that you're Yotze, maybe you shouldn't go back. He says, no, Hamavorech Loi Hifsid. You're not Mechuyiv to go back, but it's not considered a real Sufik, and therefore, if a person would go back, it's not called a question of a bracha labatola. A person is actually going to fulfill the mitzvah by repeating the bracha. So a person should go back, but we can't say if he didn't that he's done something which is totally wrong. The Chayadim continues and says, what about a situation where a person is unable to make a bracha? A person's very thirsty, middle of the night, and there's a situation where there's erva there, and he's not able to make the bracha. What about a situation where a person is sick and he can't actually speak? He was not able to get any sound out of his throat. He's not able to speak. So do we say that he can't drink under the circumstances? Either of these circumstances? Or do we say, at least under the circumstances, he should be mahara bracha? So we say he should be mahara bracha. We're going to allow him to drink and be mahara the bracha. See, if you learn that being mahara fulfills the mitzvah, so okay, you fulfill the mitzvah. But if we're passing like the Mishnah Berurah that you're not Yotze really b'dieved at all, so how do we understand this? So you understand this as a Shas Hadchak saying we're going to allow you to eat without a bracha, but at least do something. At least it's not a fulfillment of the chiyuv of bracha, but at least it's some way expressing your karsa type to Kadosh Baruch Hu, at least through Dibur. At least through hearer. So that would be a way to understand this halacha. If a person's in a situation which is not clean, so beyond the issue of not being able to make a bracha, a person cannot even think a bracha in that circumstances. So even there, we're going to allow the person to eat or drink if the person is in that situation and they're forced to be in that situation. The person's very thirsty in the middle of the night and there's soya there and he cannot get away to a place where there's no tsoa. So a person would be allowed to drink under those circumstances and he should think in his heart, I wish I'd be able to make a bracha. So at least some way he's recognizing the thanks of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is possible. Have a good morning.